Chapter 30. Here your father fought. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66, verse 2. The most dangerous place in this area, as they were walking through the valley of humiliation, Samuel said to Greatheart, "Sir, I know that my father fought with Apollyon here, but now I see that this valley is bigger than I thought. Can you tell me exactly where it was?" Greatheart's eye searched through the valley. "Do you see that narrow passage over there, Samuel? Look, just beyond Forgetful Green." Samuel peered into the distance and nodded. Greatheart laid his hand upon Samuel's shoulder. "That is the most dangerous place in this area. Travelers are attacked here more often. Sometimes it is their own fault." Frightened, Samuel looked Greatheart in the eyes. "Their own fault?" "Yes, for then they have forgotten everything they have received from the Lord. They do not think of the tokens of his favor anymore, and for that reason they do not deserve them anymore either." "That is terrible." "That certainly is, Samuel. That place has been a difficult one for many travelers. But we will learn more about it once we get there. I think something of it can still be seen." "Something from before?" "Yes, something which shows that a fight took place there. Perhaps there may even be a monument." The boys became curious. A good place for mercy. Mercy did not mind it at all to be in the valley of humiliation. "I feel more comfortable here than in any of the other places on our journey. I just feel at home here. This is the perfect place for me. You do not hear the noise of rattling wagons and rumbling wheels. You can peacefully think about things. Here I ask myself questions. Who am I? And where have I come from? What have I done? And what does the Lord want me to do? What did the king call me to do?" Greatheart was glad when he heard Mercy say this. This really was the perfect place for this woman. He quietly listened to her. Mercy could tell more about this valley. "Here you can think about your sins. You do not think about them with a cold and hard heart. No, you only think about them with a broken heart and with a contrite spirit. You can do this until your eyes are as wet as the pools of Heshbon. Then this valley will become a valley of tears. It is also called the Valley of Baca. There is something special in that valley. A well can be found there, and that well is the Lord himself. His children consider the Lord as a well. The rain fills the pools in this valley. That rain will also refill the pools of Heshbon." "I notice that you like it here," Greatheart smiled. "I certainly do," Mercy said. "The king is so good for his children. Here he also gives them vineyards. How joyful they are then. The travelers who go through this valley shall sing. Even Christian sang here. Even though he fought that terrible battle, he still sang." Greatheart completely agreed with Mercy. "It is true. I have traveled through this valley often, and there is no other place where my heart receives peace as at this place. I have guided travelers through this valley more often, and they have all said the same. But something which is even more important is that God said, 'But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word.'" Here the battle was fought. Now they arrived at the place where Christian fought. "Here it was, Christiana and Mercy," Great Heart called, "Boys, this is the ground your father stood on, and that is the direction Apollyon came from." Curiously, the boys walked up to him. "And look, did I not tell you," he continued, "until this very day, you can see Christian's blood on this stone. Just look here on the ground. Everything was trampled by their feet. That happened when they attacked each other and fought in order to remain standing. Some stones are even split because they missed when they beat each other. Surely Christian was a brave man at this place. After he conquered Apollyon, he withdrew himself. Then he went into the valley of the shadow of death. That is the valley where we hope to arrive soon." The boys had a good look. "So, here their father fought. What a battle that must have been." "Look," Great Heart said, "there, on the other side of the road, is a monument. The story about the battle and Christian's victory is engraved in it. This stone was especially placed here for travelers. They walked up to it and read what was written on it. Hard by here was a battle fought, most strange, and yet most true. Christian and Apollyon sought each other to subdue. The man so bravely played the man, he made the fiend to fly, of which a monument I stand the same to testify." Explanation. Much can be learned in the Valley of Humiliation. Great Heart showed the place where difficulties arose with Christian. He pointed to Forgetful Green, the place where the troubles started. When children of God forget the good which they received from God, they will end up here. Then they do not say any more, "Lord, how good thou art for me. I did not deserve that." Then they are not humble anymore. But humility is so necessary in this world. Mercy was in this low place. Therefore she loved it there. She told how good it was to be there. In the Valley of Humiliation is rest. It cannot be otherwise. The Lord Jesus himself promised to give rest for our soul here. When you are in this valley, you have no desire after all the noise of this world. What noises do we not hear during the day, in the street, in our bedroom, or wherever? Where do we feel at home? Are there times that our eyes are wet with tears? Is there sorrow because we sinned against a good and a holy God? Do we know the well in this valley? The Lord Jesus is meant with this well. He came to cleanse his people from their sins. When that happens, the pools are filled again with their tears. And then I hear their broken voice, "O Lord, thou art willing to be everything for such a sinner." It is also a valley where people sing. Christians sang here too. Great Heart showed the traces of the battle. There was a monument too. It is always good to remember, to observe the battle of God's children. By this we are warned against the attacks of the devil. We can also see God's goodness by this.